The following is an original production of the Sorcerer Radio Network.
Sorcerer Radio.
Metropolis is now 5 after the hour of 6 a.m. in the big monster city.
Grab some bacon on a biscuit. Let's go. We're burning daylight.
Everyone exaggerates on the internet.
You're listening to DW60 on Sorcerer Radio.
Welcome, everybody. It's Friday morning. That means it's time for DW60 here on Sorcerer Radio. All Disney music all day long, srsounds.com. It's Jeff Nicole. Hi.
Good morning. Happy Friday. Friday. What's that song? Friday. Gonna get down on Friday.
I don't know what song that is.
Rebecca Black. Everybody's looking for the weekend, Friday.
I guess that's just your version of that. That's why I don't recognize it. I don't know.
My age group, my...
Yeah, I guess.
My millennial showing, is that what you're telling me?
Yeah, just a little bit. Yeah, I think so.
Have you seen those videos on like TikTok and Instagram and stuff? And it's like, send this to somebody you want to go to Disney with or something like that.
Yeah, I think you sent me one.
Or it's like, you know, it'll be a restaurant something. And it'll be like, send this to somebody you want to eat this with.
Something. You did send me one of those.
Did I?
Mm-hmm.
Well, so our niece sent me one yesterday and it was like, send this video to somebody you want to go to Disney with. And I was like, she thinks we're cool, you guys. I loved it.
Yeah, we're the cool aunt and uncle.
I mean, not that the other ones aren't.
Well,
but we're cool.
We're the cooler ones.
We're cool.
Yeah, we're just cooler than they are. That's just the way it is. But, hope everybody's had a good week. Gotten through school and gotten through work. And, well, you're almost done with work. It's just one more day.
Yeah.
Hopefully this day goes by a little quick. We made it through. Thank goodness.
We made it. Hallelujah.
We still have a couple of things that we have to take care of today that we're doing kind of out of town a little bit, but it's just for the day, you know, nothing too crazy
and nothing fun.
Well, just... I mean, it has its reasons.
Yeah.
Which leads to great things.
Yes.
You know, type situation. So
it's
the best way I can describe it. It's a necessity.
It is
a necessity.
It's not fun.
No, it's not. It's not.
But the way you made it sound, I was like, going out of town. I'm like, it's not a vacation.
No, it's not a vacation. It's just things that we have to do. And we will drop details on you guys when it's time appropriate to do so. We'll give you details on certain things. But my mic cut out for a second.
Yeah, it did.
I
thought you muted yourself, but no.
No, I didn't mute myself or anything like that. No.
You got a short somewhere.
Yeah, something like that.
A mouse in the studio.
Gremlin or something.
Oh my gosh, the gremlins.
Yeah.
They're in my dad's Christmas tree every year.
Oh, he has them in his Christmas tree?
My dad has gremlins, yeah, in the Christmas tree.
Wait, does he have like ornament gremlins or actual gremlins?
Gremlins.
Okay.
So... my parents get a real Christmas tree every year, so they like string the lights on the tree.
Yeah, sure.
And they string blinking lights on the tree most years. Sometimes they're white lights, sometimes they're colored lights. But the lights like have a mind of their own. So the lights have gremlins. And sometimes like just the top half of the tree blinks. Like sometimes just like one strand of light blinks. And like but it changes all the time. It's not like only the top half of the tree blinks all year or like, you know, that whole season. There's just gremlins in the tree at all times.
Yeah, that's a gremlin. Yeah, that's what it sounds like.
No rhyme or reason. But there's just gremlins in the trees.
Here we are at the end of April talking about Christmas holiday things when all week Nicole has been anxiously waiting for some type of Halloween news to come out.
Yeah.
For Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween Party. What and you've heck? Gotten absolutely nothing
no.
this week.
Last year, it was like April like 15th, 17th, somewhere around there.
Yeah.
And today is April 26th. Not a word.
Have we reached? Have we reached? Have we reached? I didn't do my little tongue twister before the show. Now it's showing. Have we reached that halfway to Halloween park? Okay, see? This is what I'm talking about. Have we reached the halfway point?
I mean, technically, I think it would be the 31st, which is going to be...
Okay.
There's no 31st, but
yeah,
Tuesday is the 30th.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So that would be halfway to Halloween?
I guess. Is April... No? Four? I guess. Well, I guess if it's halfway if Halloween starts in August.
Well, because it does for us, you know, Disney people.
If you follow the theme park calendar.
Yeah. So it would be, you know, halfway to Halloween. And that's when Disney, you know, last year was like, oh, it's halfway to Halloween. We got all this news for you and everything else.
Watch them like punk us and it'll be next month where it's like May and it's like actually halfway to Halloween.
Yeah, true. They would do something like that.
They would. Like they've been doing this halfway to Halloween in April for like 2 or 3 years now.
Mm-hmm, they have. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man, if they punk me and do it next month, I'm so
I only know because you've been posting about it this week. I've seen your post about like just sitting here waiting for Disney to say something about Halloween party.
I posted on the show page.
You did.
And
yeah, I saw that.
It was an on-ride photo from Haunted Mansion. And I'm not asleep, but I look like I'm asleep.
Yeah, yeah.
And I was like, POV, you're waiting for like Mickey's Not So Scary and Tiana's Bayou Adventure information. And I wasn't asleep, but I was sleepy on the attraction. Somebody commented and said it looked like you were holding a lightsaber. But it was just your water bottle.
Yeah, it was just my water bottle. Yeah.
Speaking of lightsabers, we were cooking dinner last night and Jeff's like, have you looked into like any more of those one day flights? I said, I have. There's 16 of them available in May. And he was like, of course, you knew that off the top of your head.
No, it's not just that you knew off the top of your head. It's like you know exactly how many number of flights there are.
Yeah, there's 16 days.
Crazy part.
$61 round trip flights.
Wow. You're kidding me.
And I went to look and one of them was May the 4th. And Jeff's like, it's going to be slammed. And I'm like, I think only Hollywood Studios is going to be slammed. That would mean like the rest of the parks would be like less slammed, right? And then one was like the next weekend. And then when I looked, previously when I looked, it was $61. Then when I went to look tonight, May 11th was like $41. But then when I looked at the $41 flights, the times weren't right. And the times that we needed the flights for, it was like $88.
Womp, womp.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, I don't know. I don't know that it's going to happen.
You tell by the sound of her voice. I don't know.
So now I'm on to another hyperfixation of trying to plan a trip. I'm still, this is probably the third week I've talked about it in a row, but I'm just like, especially because today is the first day of Pixar Fest. Mm. And so all week they've been like soft launching the parades and the fireworks and the characters and oh, it's so good. The aliens are on the castle. You know, there's cars, people from Cars dressed up like Woody and Buzz in Downtown Disney. The Luxo lamp is in the parade. Like, it's so good. It's all so good. And I'm just like dying to go. So that's been our discussion tonight of like, how do we make it work? Do we both go? Do I just go?
Well, give them the full story on the dilemma for us on this, because
there's like twofold. So one.
Well, the whole reason we're going to California in the first place is because we're going to your brother's graduation from college.
Yeah. My brother's college graduation is in California in June. So
exactly.
we're flying to California and back anyways.
Right.
So that's kind of the catalyst of like, we're going out there. We're flying to the other side of the country. We're going to be out there. Mm. So that's kind of what like spearheaded it is that like, we're going to be out there to be trying to make this work. But at the same time, our dogs are very old and one of them is like not in perfect health. Mm. Just, they're just old. right? Like she's not like ill necessarily or has like a disease or something, but we've talked about in the past, she's on prescription food and she takes daily medicine, just like preventative type of stuff,
yeah,
or maintenance, yeah, maintenance type of stuff. And they're just older, like they just are. So, and Miley, the little one who's on the medicine and the special food and stuff, one of her conditions is exasperated by stress and can be like flare up from stress. And it has happened in the past where we've gone down to, you know, Walt Disney World for just like two or three nights and we come back and she's sick and in the vet because the stress of us being gone,
right,
was too much on her.
Yeah.
So it makes it very difficult for us to go and leave and travel together for like extended periods of time.
Right. Right.
And, you know, it's not, we're not driving somewhere where we could take her with us or, so it just like puts us in a predicament. So we were trying to figure out like, do I just go? Do we not go at all? Are you just going to fly in for my brother's graduation? Like the parks and my brother, where my brother is, are 4 hours apart. Like, how do I get there? You know, how we get between the two of them, because renting a car is very expensive.
Right. Yeah.
So like logistically, that's what we've been working at tonight. But because we want to go. For me, we're already going out there, but I am just like dying to see Pixar Fest. And it just like doesn't have obviously the same draw for Jeff.
No, and we brought up Star Wars Weekends while we were talking about this.
Yeah, because I was like, it'd be like Star Wars Weekends for you. And you're like, no, still not interested.
Yeah, because I had X amount of opportunities to go to Star Wars Weekends and I never did because it just, I'm not that big of a Star Wars fan to where I have to insert myself into this huge celebration going on with these thousands upon thousands of other people and everything. It's just not my thing. And the thing that I said to her, I was like, okay, so you see the aliens and everything else. Well, then what?
Then I got to like experience it and like enjoy, you know, my like favorite characters being celebrated and like see all of the specialty stuff. You know, they did Pixar Fest back in like 2018, I think. And like I have a Dooney and Burke bag from that I carry almost every day. Like, those are, some people are, I always say, some people are princess people, some people are Star Wars people. Like I'm like a Pixar girly and they're not characters that always get a lot of attention, and especially not in the East Coast parks. So I don't know if you guys remember us talking about a couple weeks ago, maybe it was like a month or so ago at this point, a couple months, maybe, I don't know. I was like watching just a video of like the Pixar Hotel. I was like crying and just like, what is wrong? And I was like, nothing's wrong. Yeah. I love it so much. So there's just not many opportunities like that for things that like these characters that I really, really enjoy. So it's hard for me to like have the opportunity to go and see it and like enjoy it. But also like, I want you to go, but we can't, like, I don't want to go more than I care about like the health of our dogs, you know?
Well, see, that's part of my dilemma. Is the thing is that when we go to Disney World, it's 9 hours away, which means we can jump in the car and we can get here as quickly as possible.
Yeah, if we can get a flight, like, and be home in 2 hours. Like,
yeah, exactly. But when you go out to California, it's a little bit different.
Yeah.
And I told Nicole, I said, look, I said, the one thing that terrifies me the most is something happening to either one of the dogs. Mm-hmm. And it's a bad situation. And they're there with a stranger. And they're not there with one of us.
Yeah.
Whoever it may be, whether it be me or whether it be you, at least they're with one of us and they know us and we know how to comfort them.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to put them in the situation to where they're with a stranger for whatever is going on.
Yeah.
You know, and it terrifies me. It just literally terrifies me.
And we don't want to put a stranger in that position either, having to make decisions for our animals. So it really boils down to like their age and health anyways. It's not, you know, we've had these dogs for 10, 11, 12 years. And yeah. we've left them, and we, you know, for our wedding, we are gone for 10 days. We've been on a cruise. Like, we've left them, but it's in their older age and in their like frailer health that it's difficult. So yeah, just I mean, like a lot of always, and everyone deals with this when they're traveling. Like,
there's well, sure. Yeah.
Not
yeah.
the dog specifically, but there's so many variables.
Well, it's like I told you, is like some people have pets and they're just pets.
Yeah.
Other people like us, where our pets are our children, our pets are our lives. Mm-hmm. It's what we look forward to seeing in the morning when we wake up and what we see at night when we go to sleep type of situation. That's what kind of pet parents that we are. That's how much we care. We go out of our way in any way possible to make sure that they are as comfortable as possible and well taken care of to the best of our abilities, just like any other parent would do for their child.
Right.
That's what they mean to us. So my level of being a dog dad supersedes anything possible that a Disney park can do.
Right.
In any way, shape, or form.
And the park's still going to be there.
It is still going to be there. But it is like you have said, Pixar Fest is only there now.
Yeah.
And that's your dilemma.
Right. And if it, I don't think if Pixar Fest was there, if it wasn't there, I would have probably thought about trying to go out there, but it wouldn't be as much of a draw.
But then you've also said that you don't want to do things by yourself. You want to do them with me.
Yeah. Like, I want to experience stuff with you. You haven't been to Disneyland. Like, I love those parks so much. I grew up going to those parks and I want to like share them with you. But you've also said like it's not like a big deal to you.
It's not a drive for me.
No. And you know what? Maybe it's for the best, and maybe you'll feel differently with a child, right? Then it's like something new.
Yeah. I think that's a big part of it, is that because you've mentioned before that we've only got, you know, X amount of time for us to do things, just the two of us. But I'm so looking forward to doing the things with the two of us and one more.
Right.
And I think that's what drives me more, is to where I don't need to do anything right now because I've got so many new experiences coming up. No, Nicole is not pregnant.
No, right? I'm not.
This is us thinking ahead of our minds and what we want to plan for in the future and stuff like that. So let's just get that out there right now.
Yeah.
Okay. Don't like freak out.
Don't freak out.
But that's what's in my mind. And my focus is the well-being and caring for
we have now,
our two fur children that we have.
Yeah.
You know, Miley, I feel, and I told you this, she's not going to be around much longer. You know, it's getting to that point to where when she does get ill, it's worse than the time before.
Yeah.
Type situation. And, you know, the other conditions.
It just comes with age. It happens to people. Yeah. It happens
Now, I told Nicole, that Kona will live until she's 20 out of spite, just because she can. So it's not that I'm not worried about Kona. I just think she's going to be around a longer than what Miley is going to be around. You know,
she is like more adaptable.
She really is. Yeah.
Like she's just more flexible and like more like just, I don't know, happy to be there, you know?
Yeah.
Whereas like Miley's more particular with who she likes and what she likes and where she wants to be and how she wants things. And like, if her food is not like the right consistency or in the right container, she won't eat it. Like Kona will like do acrobatics to try and like get a piece of food from under a chair. Like, I don't know. They're very different.
Way different personalities in so many different ways. But it's like you said, Disneyland is not, for me, Disneyland is not going anywhere barring any type of a major earthquake. That is the only way that Disneyland is going anywhere.
Monsoon.
Which I do not want to happen. Let me just throw that into the universe right now. We don't want that to happen.
Well, we've talked
But it's not going anywhere, so I'm not worried about it.
Yeah. The Disneyland expansion and like, you know, maybe at that point is when you go out there.
Yeah, but I don't think you can wait that long. I mean.
No, I will go before then, but.
Yeah.
You know, maybe at that point is when you go experience Disneyland.
It would be an easier decision for me, dog dad Jeff, to say, yeah, sure, let's go to Disneyland. Yeah, no problem. Pick a date. Let's go. Let's go right after your brother's graduation. if it weren't for the two of them.
If Miley was in better health.
If she was in better health, like she was, I want to say 2.5-3 years ago,
yeah,
it would not be a question.
Right.
But considering the past experiences, or situations that she has had when we have been gone for just 2 to 3 days.
Yeah, y'all.
Is what's keeping me from doing it.
We have not both been gone for, I want to say, more than 3 nights at a time in probably 2 to 3 years.
Yeah.
Just because, like, the stress of us not being home makes her physically ill.
Yeah.
So.
She's just a very attached dog.
She's always been that way.
And I get my fault. I don't know. I don't know. Is it my fault? Because I cared for her too much. Because I loved her too much. And if it's my fault, then it's my fault. But she is. She's just a very attached dog. She does not like to be left alone. She likes to be in constant contact with somebody all the time. And I think that's just the type of dog she is.
Yeah, I think
the type
that's
of
just
breed
her,
that she
her
is.
Personality.
Yeah.
Like.
Yeah.
She thinks she's a person. Like she.
Yeah, pretty much.
We probably sound crazy. We've literally been talking for 20 minutes about how we like can't vacation because we love our dogs too much. So that's just where we are. And like I said, I'm sure other people have very similar conversations, whether it's their dogs, whether it's their aging parents, you know, whether they're a caretaker for somebody, you know, whether they have young children. And I'm sure that's a whole like factor that we're not considering, whether we're like, do we travel without children? Do we travel with children? That's a whole thing. Like, there's a lot of factors. I feel like there's just always going to be something, but sometimes it's easier to manage. Like, the dog being sick, if we're not there, is not in our control.
Yeah, it's not.
Right?
Yeah.
Like, traveling with a child will be challenging, but is within our control.
Exactly. Yeah, that's totally different.
That's
totally
something different. That we can like try and prepare for and book flights around. And like, it's just a little bit, the factors and the powers that be, you know, are a little more within our control than that.
Yeah.
So it's a season.
If you guys have an opinion, you know, and you want to tell us what to do here and help us out, please.
Oh, I know
do.
The Discord's blown up.
Yeah. I can imagine. But yeah, send us an email. Let us know. Help us out here. What do we do?
Yeah, send us an email. Send us a Facebook message or Instagram DM. Help.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah. Am I crazy or am I making, you know, the right choice here? You know, whatever. Am I overreacting? I don't know.
I don't think that's the case, but
I don't know.
I'm like right here in Crazy Dog Parent with you.
So. Yeah. Let's do email time. Here we go.
It's email time. It's email time. Hey, everybody, it's email time.
All right. So it's email time, but it's also birthday time at the same time. That's the great thing about it. So. Hey, it's your birthday. What does our email say?
It says, hi, Jeff and Nicole.
Hello.
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 I hope you guys are having a great week.
Yes.
You know what?
We are having a good
it's
week.
It's Friday.
We're having a good week.
We made it through another one. She said, I know it's late in the week, but I'm hoping that I can get this email in on time for my birthday today.
Oh, cool.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
She said, I'm turning 26 and I would really love some sparkles.
Okay.
Are you going to do the sparkles?
Should we go ahead and give her sparkles?
Sparkles.
Okay. You're going to get that.
Heck yeah.
Heck yeah.
And sparkles too. Yeah.
Sparkles.
Absolutely.
This isn't in her email, but I do have to just shout out that Amanda is who sent this email. Amanda's a fabulous artist.
Really?
Yes. So she is at Amanda Briggs Art on Instagram.
Mm-hmm.
And she is like phenomenal and does beautiful portraits.
Oh,
of
wow. Look
a
at
lot
that.
Of icons in the Disney parks.
Very nice. Oh, I love that tree. That is awesome.
The tree of life. And
does she have
like
anything Epcot?
So talented. I'm sure. Let's see. I'm like scrolling through here. Riviera. Harry Potter. Oh, here's the contemporary. I bet you like that one.
Oh, yeah. That's cool. Yeah, I like
that.
Yeah.
Beautiful, beautiful art. So she's on Instagram at Amanda Briggs Art.
Nice.
And, here's some Epcot stickers. That might be good for you. Put them on your water bottle. But I just wanted to like shout her out because today's her birthday and like her art is just stunning. So definitely want to do that. So let me finish her email here. She said, also, I missed the magical moment segment. So I'm helping bring it back with a story that I want to share. It's a little long winded, but hopefully it will be worth it in the long run.
Okay. Okay. All right. Let me let me set the mood here. Okay. Hold on. It's magical moment. I don't get to do this often. Okay. So please continue.
She said, last September, I was on a short girls trip with some of my old roommates from when I did the Disney College program. One evening of our trip, two of my friends went to Halloween Horror Nights, and myself, one of our other friends, stayed behind since Horror Nights is not our thing. Same girlfriend. We instead decided to have a resort hopping adventure starting off at the Polynesian. Now, we weren't resort guests. This made getting around the resort slightly tricky. We got lucky at the Poly because they allowed us to park without a reservation. We did the monorail loop with the goal in mind for eventually coming back to the Polynesian for dinner at Tambu Lounge. We then wanted to do the Skyliner loop, and we're like, why don't we just take the monorail to Epcot to get there? However, we forgot that the monorail takes you to the front of the park, and the Skyliner is on the back. And this is where the adventure got tricky. We ended up back in the car and driving to the boardwalk and then the walking trail to Epcot, and we finally got on the Skyliner. We took the Skyliner over to the Riviera since neither of us had seen it before and walked around there for a bit, but we quickly got hungry and were ready for dinner. But remember, our dinner plan was to eat at the Polynesian. Since we had no reservation, we had to devise a plan of how to get back there because surely we were not going to luck out twice in getting to park there with no reservation. Instead, we decided to park all the way at the Magic Kingdom, and an amazing cast member took pity on our story and let us park for free instead of paying the fee. However, I severely misjudged how far it would take us to walk from the parking lot to the resort, and this is where the exhaustion and slap happy phase kicked in for us. We trudged along trying to stay positive and just laugh at our adventure, eventually making it to Tambu Lounge. It was completely worth it, and our server was amazing. The food was amazing. Shout out to the Ohana noodles, which have easily become my favorite food on Disney property. And as we laughed about the day's events, we also got to watch the Magic Kingdom fireworks outside the lounge windows, which was the cherry on top. It's an adventure that I will never forget, so if there's moral to the story when it comes to a Disney trip on any vacation, don't sweat the small stuff, even if it seems like a horrible mistake at the time, because you can always spin it into a very fond memory that lasts forever. Thanks for letting me share, and hopefully this inspires others to share their own magical moments. Have a great weekend. And that is from Amanda.
Oh, that was fantastic.
I love that.
That was a great story.
We did something similar on our one-day trip. We needed to get back to the Magic Kingdom, and we were in the World Showcase. We said, okay, do we walk to the front of the park and take the monorail, or do we walk to the back of the park and we walk to like the beach club, then we get on a bus?
Not complicated.
Yeah, so we left the International Gateway entrance and we walked all the way over to the beach club. And then we stopped at the beach club and we looked in the gift shop and then went to the bathroom. And we went outside waiting for a bus. And when I tell you, probably five buses went by.
Probably so, yeah.
Not a Magic Kingdom bus to be seen. Mm. But we finally got back and we were like, this was the longest way we could have taken to get there. We should have just kept walking through Epcot and gotten on the monorail and got back to the Magic Kingdom.
Yeah, pretty much. Gone with the first plan.
But yeah, we did the same thing where it's always an adventure. But that walk from the Ticket and Transportation Center to the Polynesian is long. Is long if you're not going to that first building.
Yeah, it really is. I mean, we took that walk from the Grand Floridian to over to the Magic Kingdom and everything. And that was a good walk.
Yeah.
But I guarantee you the other part that she's talking about, I think it's longer, don't you think?
I would say so, yeah. Like, the walk kinda from
feels like
the Grand Floridian to the Magic Kingdom is probably like 15 minutes.
Yeah.
But I think what makes the walk from the TTC to the main building at the Polynesian feel long is the walk to the first building at the Polynesian is very short. And then you have to walk through the whole resort.
It's not longer. It is not longer. No.
No.
No way. No. Now that I think about it, they're literally not right next to each other. It's right there. Yeah.
You got to walk through the whole resort. That's what I think feels long.
It makes it feel long, but it's not a longer walk, though, I think.
And we lucked out walking it when it was not hot.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, that's a good point.
Well, thank you so much, Amanda, for sharing your magical moment with us. And I'm so happy that you were able to turn that stress, I'm sure, in the moment around and then laugh about it later. And now you have it as a fond memory of a sweet girls trip.
Absolutely. Yeah. Yeah. And I agree with you. The Ohana noodles,
delicious.
Easily one of my favorites.
Delicious.
So good. Absolutely. So good. So you got your heck yeah. We get you those sparkles as well. We appreciate your email and your magical moment. If you have a magical moment or a birthday that you want to let us know about, send us an email. Send your email to dw60@srsounds.com. So for everybody celebrating a birthday, this is for you.
Hiya, pals. We heard it was somebody's birthday.
Oh, Mickey, I love birthdays.
Me too. And guess what? Donald and Daisy brought a special cake for you.
Come on, everybody. Time to sing.
Oh, great idea, Donald. Ready, everyone? On the count of three.
One, two, three.
Happy birthday.
Sorcerer Radio. All Disney music, all day long. SRSounds.com.
You're listening to DW60.
Jeff and Nicole back with you once again. Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long. SRSounds.com, DW60. We got news that we need to get to.
We do.
We talked a lot about just stuff.
Still
first
Disney
segment.
Stuff.
Still Disney stuff. Dilemmas that we're dealing with, you know. And nice birthday and a magical moment. So that was nice to have.
I miss that. That was such a good segment.
That was very good. I enjoyed that. But we do have some Disney news that we need to get to. So we'll get to that in just a second. But I do want to remind you to check out the Sorcerer Radio Etsy shop. Lots of trips are probably coming up for the Walt Disney World Resort this summer. Great way to get forward is figuring out what you want to wear. What do you want to take with you? And for us guys, it's not so hard sometimes. You know, we're pretty simple. You know, we're okay. But for the ladies sometimes and for others, it's a real dilemma on what to buy and what to take with you. And the Sorcerer Radio Etsy shop can help you kind of decide that. Tell them why.
Because there's all kinds of things. You have leggings, you have t-shirts, you have accessories like the little ear headband ponytail, like scrunchies, the bracelets, those like nice leather beaded bracelets, all kinds of items that you can take, sport your Sorcerer Radio pride in the parks, and create some new fans when you're in line. People are like, what is that? What are you wearing? Where'd you get that? And then when you come home and you're missing the parks, you can head to the Sorcerer Radio Etsy shop and buy things like pillow covers, all kinds of stuff to remind you of your amazing Disney vacation while you're back at home and you got the PDD or the PDB, the post Disney blues.
Everybody gets those.
They do.
That's just a thing. That just happens.
Yeah.
Head over to Etsy.com. Just search for Sorcerer Radio. It will pop right on up. And you can make your selection today. And shipping is real fast, real easy, and it'll get to you. Just give it enough time before your vacation to the Walt Disney World Resort. All right, let's get to some news. What do you have this week?
We're going to start over in Disney Springs for my news over at Cirque du Soleil Drawn to Life, because they have a brand new page to stage signature experience that they're going to be launching on May the 24th. So if you're not familiar, Cirque du Soleil and Disney came together to create Drawn to Life, which is an amazing show filled with theatrics and acrobatics and stage props and all kinds of just amazing, amazing artistry. And this page to stage signature experience is going to offer guests an intimate behind the scenes look at the show, including a backstage tour, artist meet and greet, and premium show seating with merchandise and more. They say that especially curated experience is what you're going to get. You're going to start from pre-show to post-show all the way through all night. It's going to be really catered to you. Guests will begin their evening with a personalized greeting, and they're going to check in with their individual page to stage host. Then they'll be able to select concessions of their choosing to enjoy during the show, including a souvenir popcorn bucket. Then they will enjoy Drawn to Life from premium reserve seating, taking in awe-inspiring acrobatics, choreography, live music, and more. After the performance, guests will meet with some of the show's talented artists for photos and a Q&A session. And then the exclusive highlight of the evening, guests will embark on a backstage and even under the stage tour of Drawn to Life, with the opportunity to get an up-close look at some of the show's intricate costumes and one-of-a-kind props. As a memento of their experience, guests will receive a Drawn to Life gift bag, in addition to receiving a discount off purchases made at the theater's Cirque du Soleil store. Cirque du Soleil said that they are thrilled to invite guests backstage for an exclusive look at the intricate workings of Cirque du Soleil's captivating production, Drawn to Life, where they can showcase the work of the talented artists and skilled technical team, and the attendees will gain a special insight into the magic that brings the show to life. It is only limited to 9 guests per tour, and it's only going to be available on Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays of the second performance of the day. Tickets for this experience are $285 for adults and $225 for children. And that does include, you know, your seating, your concessions, the gift bag, all of that. And that price does include taxes and fees. So if you're interested in Drawn to Life, you're interested in Cirque du Soleil, maybe you've seen a few of them. Have you ever seen Cirque du Soleil?
Didn't see the old version, and I haven't seen this new one either.
Have you seen any of them?
No, I've never seen one.
Oh, okay, so I've seen a couple, and they're pretty awesome. I've seen some in Vegas. I've seen some when I lived in Washington. We saw something similar at one of the casinos here. They do like a circus-type show every summer, but it has a lot of the acrobatics and stuff that is similar to Cirque du Soleil. But yeah, if you've never seen it, it's really, really amazing, like the things that they can do. And if you're already a fan of the show, this is fantastic. I don't know if I would recommend it maybe for your first viewing, like maybe try it out once before spending $285 on a ticket, because I think the tickets are typically under $100 a person. So if you're like a fan of Cirque du Soleil and you're visiting Walt Disney World, this may be perfect for you. So I saw that and I thought that was really unique offering, and I wanted to make sure that, you know, all of our listeners that are traveling to Walt Disney World this summer were aware of that. Next, we are going to head over to the Magic Kingdom, and we're going to head to Storybook Circus specifically. So if you are familiar with Scentsy, which is a multi-level marketing company that does scented wax melts and car fresheners and home fragrance, they are going to be partnering with Walt Disney World for an like activity, I guess, in Storybook Circus, and it's called Smell-O-Fence on Parade. You and I got to experience a Scentsy thing when we were at Flower and Garden when they had all those butterflies.
Yeah,
that was really cool. So this is going to be similar. It's going to be a scavenger hunt type, where they've installed these elephants, or they're working on installing these elephants themed to different snacks. And I think you'll have to go like hunt them down with like a sticker map type thing, like they do for the festivals in Epcot, where you like put the sticker on the map when you find it.
Yeah.
So I think that's what it's going to be. But each of these elephants is themed to a different snack. And I think you'll have to like find the scents that make the snack. So the smell-o-fence, sorry, that they have installed so far over in Storybook Circus are, they've done popcorn, or like caramel corn. They've done snow cone. They've done caramel apple. They've done cotton candy. They've done corn dog or hot dog. I think it's a corn dog. They've done, and they've done chocolate covered churro. That's what those smell-o-fence are. So next time you're over in Storybook Circus, take a look. And it's supposed to open, the interactive portion is supposed to open, I believe, next month.
Smell-O-Fence on Parade.
Smell-O-Fence on Parade. The Heffalumps and Hoozles part of Many Adventures of Winnie Pooh is my favorite part of that ride.
Yeah.
I like that part, and I like when the rain comes down, 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 and it washes all the words off the page. Mm. I always love that part, too.
That's a good part, yeah. I like that.
What do you have?
Well, I've got stuff, and take this with a grain of salt, because I'm going to start at Epcot, okay?
Okay.
All right. So, we've talked about this subject many different times throughout the years of how change is needed with this attraction over at Epcot. I'm talking about Journey into Imagination. So Disney has filed a permit for construction at the Imagination Pavilion there at Epcot, which has started to bring up some rumors floating around the interwebs that the attraction is going to be reimagined for a third time. It's a rumor. It's just a rumor. So the address, of course, being 1990 Avenue of the Stars, which is the Imagination Pavilion itself. The permit is listed as for general construction.
Hmm.
And the contract is with Poly Construction Incorporated. Now, that company recently worked with Disney, and they did the renovation of Trails End Restaurant over Disney's Fort Wilderness Resort.
Okay.
Yeah. So the permit itself expires on November the 28th, 2025.
Jeez.
So that means the general construction that Disney has to do has to be completed by that date. They can't extend this for like 5 years and stuff like that, or what they've been doing. It's got to be done in like a year and a half. Okay.
Okay.
The permit itself does not confirm, and it does not deny any type of specific work. I mean, we're just talking general construction. That could mean a laundry list of different things.
Right. And it could be not be guest facing.
Exactly. You just really don't. It could be simple maintenance. It could be a major update to the attraction that none of us even saw coming, or a major update to the pavilion itself, which that could include the Magic Eye Theater, the restrooms, the Image Works, whatever it may be.
Don't touch the restrooms. That's the last place that has like the OG Epcot music.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
It's a possibility. It could happen.
Don't do it.
And on top of it, Disney has not made any announcements on anything about this. It's just a permit, general construction, and that's all. So take that as you will. It could mean a lot of different things. It could just mean they want to just change the way the walkway looks and knock down a wall somewhere. Mm-hmm. Or who knows? Who knows? What do we want? We want a better imagination attraction. We want something updated and better than what we've got right now. I don't think a major update is what we're getting. I think it's just something simple and small.
For a year and a half?
For a year and a half, yeah, I don't think it's going to be that major. Mm. I really don't. If I'm wrong, I expect the announcement to be made at the D23 Expo.
Yeah, agreed. So. And at that point, it really only gives them like 15 months.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
If this expires in November.
Yeah.
So, TBD.
Yep. Moving on to Disney's Hollywood Studios, the park itself is going to be celebrating their upcoming 35th anniversary.
Ooh.
35 years.
35.
Wow. So it's going to happen start on May the 1st, 2024. Disney's Hollywood Studios is going to kick off its 35th year with, they're going to have a ceremony at the Theater of the Stars. It's going to begin at 11 a.m. It's going to have a presentation that includes park representatives, some surprise characters as well, so you may want to be there for that. But due to the event, the 11 a.m. showing of Beauty and the Beast live on stage will take place at the Theater of the Stars. It will be canceled, just so you know, if you're going to be going to the park that day.
Understandable.
Afternoon and evening shows go on as they normally do, but you know, things can change. And that'll be reflected on the official Walt Disney World calendar, just in case. In addition to the ceremony, you're also going to have the opportunity to purchase some limited time 35th anniversary merchandise.
We love merch.
If you want to get this merchandise, it is going to be via a virtual queue.
Of course.
Virtual queue.
Of course.
So be prepared for whatever it is you're going to experience on this. Good luck.
Of course. I don't know if you look at the merchandise, but it was pretty cool. It was kind of like Art Deco old Hollywood themed.
The hat that I saw looked pretty good.
Yeah.
It looked really good. I did like that hat. I will say that. I don't know if it's my kind of hat, but I did like it. I did like it. So if you're going to be there that day, be prepared for some
chaos,
a little bit of chaos, probably some, you know, overly heavy crowds for the ceremony and stuff like that. It'll probably die off sometime in the afternoon, stuff like that. And after people have gotten their merchandise and they did the ceremony and everything else, it'll be just another normal day at Hollywood Studios. But 35 years, that's quite an accomplishment, quite an accomplishment. Park has and has not gone through a lot of changes in those 35 years.
Yeah, there are parts of it that are exactly the same.
Don't look any different whatsoever as they did from day one.
And if they touch my girl, Gertie.
I honestly think if they ever took Gertie away, there would be a riot. I really do.
You know, we joke that like people would chain themselves to Spaceship Earth.
People would chain themselves to Gertie.
I would. I'd be first in line.
I'd just be there taking pictures. Yeah. That's my wife.
That's my wife right there. She just chained herself to a giant concrete dinosaur.
Yeah. That means absolutely nothing to everybody else. But to her, it's everything. That's what matters.
On our trip this past December, I like tried to set my phone up on like a tripod. I was like trying to take pictures with Gertie. And Jeff's like, what are we doing? And I was like, it's Gertie. It's Santa Gertie. Like,
and it's weird because the rest of the time when we go, you could care less.
About
Gertie.
No, I always like Gertie.
Not the way you do about Santa
but
Gertie.
I really like Santa Gertie.
You really love Santa Gertie. Yeah. But the rest of the time, it's like, oh, it's Gertie. Okay, we keep on walking.
I love Gertie, but I really love Santa Gertie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Big difference.
Well, Santa Gertie has that cute little ornament in her mouth, and she wears the hat, and the ornament lights up. And,
see, we're doing it again.
I love
We're talking about holiday and Christmas stuff, and we haven't even gotten Halloween yet. We're all out of whack today. We're all out of whack. All right, more news about Disney's Hollywood Studios. This might upset a couple of people. Some are not just not going to care at all. They're not going to care. So there are two experiences there at Star Wars, Galaxy's Edge, and Walt Disney World that are now going to require you to pay the full amount of the experience at the time that you book the experience. What I'm talking about is the Droid Depot and Savi's Workshop. So both of those, you're going to have to pay for when you book it, okay? So Savi's Workshop is where you do the hand-built lightsaber experience. The Droid Depot is where you build your own droid. And the policy changes require guests to pay for the full experience at the time of booking. Prior to this, all you would do is just simply enter your credit card information at the time of booking. But you didn't get charged for it until after checking into the experience on the day that you're going.
Right.
So this is just for Walt Disney World. This has not happened at Disneyland. I don't know why. I don't know what the difference is. I don't know if it's a test run or something. I don't know. It's just, it's different. So if you want to build your own lightsaber over at Savi's Workshop, you're going to have to pay the full $249.99 plus tax per lightsaber when the experience is booked. And then about 15 minutes before the reservation window, you have to check in at the location in front of Savi's Workshop with your reservation confirmation number, photo ID, and also the card that you use to pay for it at the time of booking. Now, same day reservations and walk-ins are still open. You can still do that depending on the availability for the day. That's the thing. There is also a 24-hour cancellation policy in which you will be given a full refund. Any no-shows or any cancellations that are under that 24 hours is going to result in a full charge. You do not get your money back. Same thing applies over at the Droid Depot. You will have to pay that $119.99 plus tax, full payment required at booking. Then when you show up 15 minutes earlier, as I mentioned before, the confirmation number, the photo ID, and the card used, all that. Same type of cancellation policy, 24-hour cancellation policy. If it's under the 24 hours, you don't get your money back. So really think about this before you decide that you want to do it. One's $250, the other's $120. Not cheap.
It's not.
Okay. And I understand that unforeseen changes in your day that you do not have control over may happen. In that situation, I don't know what's going to happen. Even if you try to call Disney and say, okay, here's what happened. There's a possibility maybe they'll make an exception. I don't know. This is a very strange change.
I think they, you know, they'll try and be accommodating.
I would think so.
They're, they're Disney, you know, to the best of their ability.
But I guess I just question, why are we doing this again? Is it too many people have backed out or not shown up for the reservation? Is that the problem?
Which is crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. For what reason do they have to pay in full before they've even done anything? And then you do have something happen, and then Disney just simply says, well, sorry, it's under the 24 hours. It doesn't seem right to me, and it just seems that this policy change just seems very strange. Then you're only doing it at Walt Disney World. You're not doing it at Disneyland. Yet they're both the same experiences. So what's the difference? It happens more on the East Coast than it does the West Coast? I don't know. I just don't know.
I'm sure there's a reason.
Yeah, there has to be a reason.
But
yeah.
But what it is, I don't know.
I don't know. Couldn't tell you.
Add it to the list of things that Disney's done that we're like, I don't know.
Now, the thing is, does that impact you actually wanting to do these experiences when you're visiting Star Wars Galaxy's Edge? That's the other question you got to ask yourself. Do you want to do it now?
Yeah.
Because of that change?
I don't think it changes wanting to do it, but it definitely impacts the booking process.
Because, Oh, yeah.
Like, I think when we did yours, we at the end of when all said and done, we ended up having like three different reservation times. Like we booked it and then we changed the day we were in the park. So we changed it and then we changed like the time we were doing it. And in a scenario, would we have had to pay all three times or are you able to modify? Like what does that look like? Do you have to cancel and rebook and put a whole, you know, new charge on your card?
I don't know. I don't understand what Disney's trying to do here. But that's what you've got to deal with, unfortunately. So really, really think about it. Really decide before you go and book this thing and pay your money up front. Of course, you can always change your mind 30 minutes later. Like, you know, I really don't want to do it now. You'll get your money back. But that 24 hours, make sure all the stars are aligned before you go and you do it. That's the thing. So that's all the news that I've got for this week. But we do have one other thing. We haven't done one of these in a while. How about don't do that?
A former Disney employee was arrested stealing thousands of dollars of theme park property.
Was arrested at Disney World for refusing to have his temperature taken.
Arrested back in April for trespassing on Disney World's Discovery Island.
He got off the boat to get a cucumber.
Don't do that. Don't do that.
Why not?
Don't do that.
Unfortunately, law enforcement there at Walt Disney World stumbled upon a very heartbreaking scene over at the Disney Polynesian Village Resort.
It starts my heart.
The parents of two minor children were passed out, severely drunk, severely intoxicated on the bed. The husband had hit his wife in the face, and the children witnessed the entire thing there in the room. Florida Department of Children and Family Services intervened to take custody of the 5-year-old and 3-year-old since there were no other families or friends that were close. Now, the couple claimed that they had not fought, but the children told law enforcement what happened. They said their parents had been drinking all day and then got into an argument about dad not spending enough time with the family. The altercation got more escalated, of course. The one little girl said her father hit her mother several times in the face with an open hand. Both parents were taken to the hospital for treatment and then arrested afterwards. Mm-hmm. What lesson can we learn from this?
I mean, start naming them off.
I mean, good.
More than one.
God. be an adult, be a responsible adult, and quit drinking so heavily at the parks. You know it is at Epcot. You know, or it was.
Around your children in general.
Yeah, or? I mean, come on. Don't do that. Then there should be no reason.
Never, not ever.
Ever lay your hands on your spouse in any way, shape, or form like that in violence.
Children or any,
at all. No reason. Do not do that. Unacceptable. Absolutely, completely, and totally unacceptable in my book. I lose all respect for you whatsoever. Mm-hmm. All of it. The fact that those children had to witness that and go through that while on vacation at Walt Disney World, I hate it for them. I really do. Mm-hmm. I really do. And I hope that both of their parents get the help that they need, because that's what they need. I feel pity for them because they need help. And I hope they get it. And plus, I hope they get their kids back after they're done with that help.
Right.
Because the children hurt just as much, if not more.
Right. Situations it goes like with this. Them forever.
Yeah, pretty much. So stop the excessive drinking when you're at Epcot and when you're at the Disney parks, people. And stop doing it around your kids. No reason for that whatsoever.
I mean, even if you're not there with your kids, there are other children around.
That's right. Set an example. Don't be the example. That's a thing.
Yeah.
Jeez. Unbelievable. All right, that's all we got for this week.
Well, that's the news.
And thanks for stopping by.
Sorcerer Radio, srsounds.com.
You know, what a way to end the show, but that was important to
it
hear.
Was. It
and
was.
Like, what a wild story. Not our typical don't do that.
No.
Like, that is not a man in a fountain. That is not that is not somebody cooking hot dogs at the Raglan Road on their table. Like, that is not... Do you remember that? Remember those ladies who brought in the little
yes.
grill?
Yeah, I do. I do. I do remember that, yeah.
Like, holy guacamole.
That's all the time that we've got for this week. If you need to get in contact with us, this is how you do it.
You can find us on Facebook, the DW60 Press Pro Facebook page. You can find us over on Instagram and TikTok at DW60 Press Pro. If you'd like to support the show over on Patreon, we had two new patrons since our last episode. And we just thank you so, so much for supporting the show. It means the world to us. We do bonus episodes over there. We do behind the scenes. We share sneak peeks of stuff. And we really want to thank Teresa and Tracy, our two newest patrons over on the Patreon, for subscribing and supporting, and just thank you for hanging out with us and being friends of the show. So if you want to send us an email, you can do that at dw60@srsounds.com. Or if you want to send us a text message or leave us a voicemail, you can do that at 408-909-DW60, which is 408-909-3960.
Replay of this show for Sorcerer Radio listeners will happen tonight, 7 p.m. Eastern Time, followed by the nighttime spectaculars of the Walt Disney World Resorts, which is followed by Bedtime Disney. Make sure you check that out on the Sorcerer Radio app or over at srsounds.com. And of course, a big thanks to all of our podcast listeners as well. We appreciate all the support that you give us, along with those 5-star ratings and reviews over on Apple Podcasts. So until next time, this is Sorcerer Radio, all Disney music all day long, srsounds.com. And we hope that you have
Hot Dog Day.
Take care, everybody.